don't try to be someone you're not. If you're meant to be single, if you're gifted to be single, don't try to marry. And if you're gifted to be married, stop trying to run away from marriage and be single. Know your gifting. And the only way to do that is to empower God to help you in that decision. When God presented this woman to this man, Adam made every effort to show his appreciation to God when recognizing his gift. That's when he said, "Now this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman." Therefore, number three, let's know how to communicate to God. Show him how much you are grateful for his gift that he has given to you. You must turn around and also communicate that same appreciation to the person that you are connected to. Adam said, "God, Lord," when God presented this woman in front of him, he looked at her, observed her, seen what he liked, and he said, "God knows what I like. It fits me. It encourages me. It enhances me. It does so much for me. But now, what are you going to do for her? Show some excitement. Recognize who God is when he presented her to you. Be excited. Show some enthusiasm. Express some type of eagerness towards the gift that God gave you, saying, my, this is what God gave me. Bring it, God. Here I am. I'm here. Open arms, ready to receive. Let us become one." Yes, gentlemen, show her that you appreciate her. Not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. And I can guarantee that's so true because I'm still in love. After 20 years, still in love. And I bet you there's somebody out there that's been in love for the last 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 60 years, still in love. God wants to bring that back, and we can do it. But he needs examples. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, do you know what you're supposed to be doing? When a woman respects and loves her man from God, number two, she has a focus. She focuses on things that promote hope. If he comes to sweep me off my feet, hey, I'll be ready. But right now, I got my mind stayed on what God wants me to do. Paul mentioned that. I just rather you all stay single and, you know, just keep yourself in the Lord. And that's an understandable statement. When we're single, we're supposed to be focused on the work of the Lord. We ain't got time to be worrying about what else is going on. You're not having fornication anyway. But ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of intimacy. You know, little hug here, there. You know, kiss maybe. Let me get off that subject. Anyway, Psalms 51:13 says, "Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you." That's what I told God. If he don't leave me because of all the changes and the situations that I've been through, the things that I've done, that's why I can't point no finger at no man.